Hello to all my chaverim, Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world, continuing on our Shir Meseches Mishnayos Meseches Megillah. We're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara is on Daf Yud Tes Med Aleph. Now this Mishnah is going to be dealing with the differences of someone who is living in an open city, let's call that B'nai Brak, where he would be reading the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, as opposed to someone who lives in a city which was surrounded by walls in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, which we will say is like Yerushalayim, and there you read the Megillah on the 15th, and what happens if someone is normally in one city, but is moved to another city just for the day? That kind of problem is what this Mishnah is going to be dealing with. So first, I'm going to do the Mishnah the way it's written with the Rishonim, and then we'll go Halacha L'Maisa with the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish's his own Shita as opposed to the Mishnah Berurah. So let's begin here. The Mishnah says, Ben Ir, someone who is from a city, let's say B'nai Brak, an open city, as Rashi and the Rav say, the time for that is the 14th, and Tiferes Yisrael explains it with another word to it. The time of its reading, the person who lives in B'nai Brak would be reading the Megillah on the 14th. Shehalach L'Krach went to a city which is normally surrounded with the walls, like Yerushalayim. So someone from B'nai Brak went to Yerushalayim, as Rashi and the Rav says, there the time is the 15th. And the Shofar Yisrael says he went before the night of the 14th, okay, and to a city from B'nai Brak. He went to Yerushalayim before the night of the 14th, knowing that on the 15th is the time to read in Yerushalayim. Or the Mishnah says Ben Krach Shalach Leir, someone from Yerushalayim went to B'nai Brak. Im Osid Lachz L'Makomo. If either of these cases, from B'nai Brak to Yerushalayim or Yerushalayim to B'nai Brak, if he was planning to go back home, Koriki Makomo, he's going to read the way his original halacha was in his city. Vimlav Koriman, but if he's not going back and he's now staying in that new city, he reads the way they read. Rav says, Imu ben Krach, if he's someone from Yerushalayim who went to B'nai Brak, and eventually he's going to be going back from the town by the night of the 14th, before Amar HaShachar, before daytime. So that is the criterion the Rav is saying. It depends if he's going to get back into his own town before the Amud HaShachar, before the daytime of the 14th, even if though he's in the night in B'nai Brak, since in the day he won't be there, he'll be back in Yerushalayim, so he's not considered as someone who even for the day was in B'nai Brak, and therefore he has to read on the 15th. But if he is not planning, if he's not going to be back, okay, if he's not going to be leaving that night, and now he is considered like someone who is a B'nai Brak person for that day, even though eventually he's going to be going back during the day of the 15th back to Yerushalayim, or even a later day, he's still considered someone who lives in a open city like B'nai Brak, and he has to read with them on the 14th. Similarly, the other way around, someone from B'nai Brak went to Yerushalayim. If he's going to be going back by the night of the 15th, he's not considered someone who lives in Yerushalayim for the day, and he reads on the 14th, even if he happens to be at that moment in the Yerushalayim. But if he's not going to be going back the night of the 15th, he doesn't read on the 14th, but he waits and he reads on the 15th. So here we're talking about, we're saying, the way the Rambam is explaining, that it depends where he's going to be the night of the 14th, if he's going to be a B'nai Brak person, or the night of the 15th, if he's going to be a Yerushalayim person. Now, the Tesis Rabbi Kiva Eger brings from the Ron and the Rush that they understood from the Rif. We'll come back to that in a second. First, the Tesis Rabbi Kiva Eger brings from the Rush that when the Shas mentions here also b'nei brak person who went to Yerushalayim, that it has to go back, we depend on the 14th. Okay, the Rush says, not like the Rabbis explained, that at sometimes it depends on the night of the 14th, if we want to consider him to be a b'nei brak person, or the night of the 15th, if we want to consider him to be the Yerushalayim person. The Rush says we always look what his plan to be going back on the 14th. So since at the time of the reading in his place, he's not with them, he loses the chiyuv of reading with the people in his city, and he's considered like someone who is a Yerushalayim person. So even on the night of the 14th, we can consider him to be a Yerushalayim person if at that point he wasn't planning to go back to Bnei Brak. Even if he's going to go back to his city, he still would read in the 15th. So it could be that on the 14th, during the day, he's back in Bnei Brak. Still, he reads like 15th person. Okay, so now back into the other Taisa Rebbi Eger, the Medayik from the Rif, that we're only talking about someone who accidentally, that we were just talking about a person who had made up his mind beforehand what he's going to be doing the night of the 14th, whether he's going to be staying or going back to his place. But if it just happened by accident that he got stuck, since he didn't have it in his mind, then he just reads the way he normally reads in his own town, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, according to Reb Akiva Eiger. Okay, so now we're going to go directly into the Mishnah Berurah and see halach l'maisa, how we do things. The Mishnah Berurah can be found Siman Tav Resh Peches Sifkat Yud Beis, and he gives a little introduction, what we need to know before we actually get to the halacha. We need to know three things. One is that if he is someone who is considered like a B'nai Brak type of person, even for one day, he's considered a B'nai Braker and he reads on the 14th. Now the Dershu in Os number 18 brings from the Turi Evin and Megillah Chaf Hamid Beis, the Ramaskal El Lesar, not only as far as Megillah goes, but for the other mitzvahs as well. Okay, if he's going to be a B'nai Brak person considered, even for one day, he does all the mitzvahs the way the B'nai Brak people would be doing it. Okay, also, Mishnah Berurah says, if he is a Yerushalayim type of person, even for one day, he reads like the Yerushalayim people on the 15th. So, you don't have to be longer than one day, Mishnah Berurah says, could make you either a B'nai Brak type of person to read on the 14th and do all the mitzvahs like they do, or like a Yerushalayim person and read on the 15th and do all the mitzvahs like they do. That's step one. Step two is, the main part of the Kriya is the daytime Kriya. We know we lay in the Megillah at night, and we also lay in the day. And a lot of people, a lot of women especially, that they make sure to be in the shul the nighttime, and not in the, they don't really put that much effort to be there in the day. But the real Kriya of Kriya is in the day. And the Dershu in Os 19 says, it's also mentioned in Siman Tefresh Sadek Beis, of Chatan Beis, that's why we make a Shechianu even on the reading of Megillah in the morning, even though it was ready Shechianu at the night. And Tosis in Megillah, the Afdalim and Aleph, the Rimas L'chayev, is mashma this because says it's mashma because it says in the pasuk Niskarin v'Nasin, make a hakesh between the Zechira, the remembering, and the Asir in the doing, just like the main part of the doing is in the daytime. Also, the remembering is also, I guess, the main part of the battle was in the day. So, therefore, the Zechira is also in. And since, therefore, if he was in an open city like a B'nai Brak person, when the day started of the 14th, he reads like a B'nai Brak person. Now, the Dershu Nos number 20 says, okay, this is the way the Mishnah Berurah goes. Where was he at the time when the morning came? But the Chazon Ish in Archaim Simon Kuf Nun Bey Sifkat and Vav says that it's not enough that he's in the city in the morning of the 14th that makes him like a B'nai Brak type of person, but it has to be in the Bnei Brak area also from the night before. Okay, and it should have in his mind that he's going to stay there from the night through the morning. Okay, and as far as the Yerushalayim person, if a person from Yerushalayim, a person who is in Yerushalayim, is planning to stay in Yerushalayim, the Mishnah Berurah would say it'd be enough that he was there by the morning. And the Chazon Ish would say, no, he'd have to be there from the night before through the morning. That's step two. Step three is that when the Mechaber talks about the Zman HaKriya, where is he at the Zman HaKriya? Okay. He means that if he was planning to go back, at the time of the Kriya and he got stuck, which means the Kriya of the place where he is at that moment. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch is going to say Zman HaKriya, means at the time where he is at that moment, what is their Zman Kriya, not the Zman Kriya of the place he left. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah is, based on the three points, is going to explain what was in the Sif that the Shulchan Aruch was dealing with for this case. And the Sif goes like this: Ben Yerushalach Rach, someone from a Bnei Brak, let's say, who went to Yerushalayim, if he had in mind at the time he traveled, okay, everything's going to be determined at the time he traveled, according to the Sif and the Shulchan Aruch. And the Dirshu in Os 21 says, but the Das of the Chazon Ish there, and Simon Kufn and Aleph, is what was his mind at the time? It doesn't matter what was in mind at the time he left his house. That is not Koveya his din, but what his Das was at the moment that the night of the 14th came. Then we have to know what was in his mind. Okay, from when the night started by the Tzeisa Kohafim. Okay, what was in mind? Where would he be when the day would come up and a few hours afterwards? That is what's Koveya his din, what makes him a Yerushalayim or a Bnei Brak person. Because it doesn't make sense, like we said before, the Mishnah Berurah says what was his mind when he was leaving to go from one to the other. Why should what was in his mind on, let's say, the 13th be better than what was in his mind the night of the 14th? So Chazon Ish says, look at it at the time of the night of the Kriya, in the 14th in the open cities. So, in any case, if at the correct time he had in mind to go back at the time they're reading the Megillah in the place he happens to be staying, okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says, no, at the Zman of the Kriya of the 15th, which is the daytime, he knew that by the 15th daytime he wouldn't be there, as the Dirshu Os 22 says, from the Alos HaShachar, which is the Zman HaKriya from Ikra Din. Okay, if the person would not be there in the morning of the 15th, then he wouldn't be necessarily considered a 15th person. Okay, as you said, the Dirshu Os number 22 says Alos HaShachar is the time of the Kriya from the Ikar HaDin, as explained in Shulchan Aruch Siman Taf Reish Pei Zayin Sif Aleph, and the Mishnah Berurah there is Sifkat and Dalet. Okay, because he's planning to go return before the day break hits. Even at the end, he sees that if he does stick around, it'll take him. He'll have to end up there for Shabbos, or end up at the end of until the 15th. And in the Dirshu, Os number 23 says, in all these cases, the Chazon Ish, as we said previously, is a little bit different. So that even if he changed his mind and he stayed to the end, at the end in that place, not because it was an onus, but he actually decided to change his mind. We go always after his idea of his mind when the night started. Because the reason, let's say in this case, where his original intention was not enacted, even though it was because he changed his mind, it looks like it was something that wasn't his mind, because it wasn't in his mind when the nighttime started. You don't really consider what's in his mind when he finally acted on his decision. Still, he doesn't read where he is, and he reads like the 14th, even if he is in the Yerushalayim area. So to reiterate that, what the Mishnah Berurah says, if at the night of the 14th he was planning on staying there in Bnei Brak the whole time, so he would be a Bnei Brak person to be reading on the 14th, but he eventually did switch and go back to Yerushalayim on the 14th, he reads the way it was, that's the way like he was planning on doing originally. But if he was planning, he didn't have in mind to return to Yerushalayim until after the time of the Kriya in there, which was the morning of the 14th, even though it was already the time of the reading, he still has in mind as a person who is an Yerushalayim type of person, he reads with the 15th, even if he went back to his own city, Bnei Brak, on the day of the 15th, since he had in mind to be in Yerushalayim on the 15th, he would read on the 15th, even though he's in Bnei Brak. Now, if he is a person from Yerushalayim who goes to Bnei Brak, if he had in mind at the time of his trip to go back to Yerushalayim at the time they'll be reading, if he had that in mind on the night of the 14th before it was daytime, which would normally flip him to be a Bnei Brak type of person, even if by mistake he got stopped there, he has to read like the place he was, which like he is, which is a 15th type of person. But if he didn't have in mind at the time of his travel to go back, he only had in mind to go back after when they'd be reading on the 14th in the morning, so then he has the same chiv they do to read on the 14th. Even if he went back that day and he ended up in his city, he still reads as a 14th person. He's considered a 14th person because he had it in mind from the night before and he didn't leave town before the morning. Now the Taz writes, this is all if he was there in the beginning of the day. Okay, and the Dirshu in Os 24 is mentioning, according to Chazon Ish, that his das was at the night. He go back to the night time is important, not where he was at the morning time. But if he did go back to his own place, which is Yerushalayim before the day, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't make a difference what he thought about originally at the time they were reading in the city. Okay, convoluted enough. Halacha Ma'aseh, go through the Mishnah Berurah and see if you get it clear. The Mishnah is going to continue and explain what is the actual chiyuv of reading Megillah. Mehechanu karis Megillah v'yotzi v'chavasam. Where is the real place in the Megillah? You have to read from that point on till the end. Otherwise, you weren't yet to the Mikra Megillah. Rav Meir Eimer Kula, you have to read the whole Megillah. Makes sense. From the first Hibi Meir Hashverish till the end, you have to read the whole thing. If you're missing part of it, you weren't yet to Rav Yehuda Amar Mi Ish Yehudi. No, just when it starts talking about Mordechai Ish Yehudi, Chiv is only from there until the end of the Megillah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Achar Dvar Me'ela. Once it starts talking about Haman, that's when you had to be reading the Megillah from in order to be Yotze. Now the Rav says, Halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that you have to read the whole thing. The first row says, what if something happened to the Bakare, he lost his voice. He couldn't go further. He was in the middle of his kriya. Whoever picks up from him goes back to the beginning of the Megillah, because you have to do the whole thing. And he doesn't make another bracha to start with. As the Magen Avraham says in Tafresh Tzadik Beis. As the other brings in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, all these three Tanaim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, all learned their din from one pasuk. It says, V'tichtav Esther HaMalka U'Mardukha Yehudi is called Tokaf. They wrote all the strength of what happens. One says, the Rabbi Meir who says, you have to read the whole thing, who is called Tokaf? Whose strength? Tokaf of Achashverosh, everything from the beginning of the Megillah, talking about the wonders of Achashverosh, who was the king. We have to read from his story. And the one who says from Ish Yehudi, that we have to read from Mordechai's point, it's all about the strength of Tokaf Shel Mordechai. And the one who says from Achar Dvarim is talking about the Tokaf Shel Haman. The Rashba says, everybody agrees that you have to go to the end of the Megillah. The only question was, here at this part of the Mishnah, what is the beginning place, minimal, that you have to read in order to be yitzim, the Mitzvah, Kriyas Megillah? That's our shir today. Any questions, comments, complaints, give me a call at you can write me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.